I said I was going to get off it, but Gary's saying I need to take the call that's going to keep me on this topic.
Yeah.
You never know where the conversation's going to go or what input you get from the listening audience. So one more segment on this sermon of building practices, I guess I would say. We have Dennis calling from Tucson, who's in a rammed earth home. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning, good morning. And when I say in a rammed earth home, I sold it a few years back, but I lived in it for 17 years. Actually, it was the very first one of its type in Tucson. When I was listening to your program, I noticed you were talking about 18-inch walls. Mine were 33-inch walls, roughly about a 2,000-square-foot home, and I had 500 tons of earth and rock in those walls.
Okay, now, were you the builder?
I was not the builder. I was not the builder. I did get to know the builder. He came on out. We had a chance to talk about the house and spent some time with him. I was actually the first owner had bought the house, built the house, was very excited. And then as soon as he built it, he got transferred and had to leave the state. So I was actually the second owner and ended up picking it up, but loved the house. It was really a lot of fun. What was interesting about the rammed earth home was the fact that it was so thermally efficient that I live in Tucson. The house was actually built with a south-facing exposure intentionally to go ahead and to pick up the sun on that, because we actually use the sun to thermally heat and cool the house. And the house itself, during the summertime was about 78 degrees. During the wintertime was about 68 degrees. All we had to do was use ceiling fans to go ahead and to keep the air moving, because it's 78 degrees in a closed space. It is warm. But otherwise, it wasn't necessary. We did not have a heating system. We did have evaporative coolers that were put on there, but we realized very quickly that it was defeating the purpose, because as soon as you turned them on, you were actually bringing in the outside air, and you were having to open windows to do that, and you would break the thermal seal. And so but certainly in the wintertime, it was absolutely awesome, because all winter long, we didn't have to worry about it, because the house heated itself. Just by virtue of its exposure and the way it was designed, we didn't have to rely on any heating system. I agree totally with your comment that was made earlier about the insurance. We had a very difficult time getting insurance, because the insurance company that we were working with actually was based out of Chicago, and they said, "We think you're trying to cheat us because there's no heating system." We said it was passive solar. Come on, the house heats itself. And he said, "I totally understand, but," he said, "you need to realize we're in Chicago. We can't relate." But we eventually did get it. But it was a chore. But the other thing, too, is that the house itself, roughly about a third of it was actually buried in the ground. So we actually took advantage of more of the thermal effect there as well. And it was actually the lot itself was sloped, and so they just kind of cut into the lot and then put part of the house in the ground.
I got to know, what were your bills like, electric bills?
You know, the difficult part was that I had a lot of lighting and I had some other things, but no, the bills were not bad. I mean, we're talking about $100 or less a month for electric. So
okay, you know, so you can go out to dinner, once a week now?
So.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was a great experience. I mean, my kids learned that it wasn't appropriate to run into the walls. they were very unforgiving. And the other thing was just, too, I realized that I was really kind of stuck, where all the electrical outlets were and whatever. That was going to be it. I wasn't going to be able to do any rewiring in the house.
Without furring anything out, because
your interiors
were all the rammed earth exposed, I'm assuming.
Exactly. It was, and on the outside, you would never recognize the house. You would never find it unless I told you where it was, because the outside looked like a conventional Southwest home. Look very nice. Again, you know, a lot of people were thinking, rammed earth, that must look strange. It doesn't. The only way you really knew it is when you walked in the house. We had window seats, because obviously with the walls being 33 inches, every window was a window seat. But, it was there. And then the windows themselves kind of function as solar collectors. The heat in the wintertime, the way the roof came down is the roof angled over the windows. So during the summertime when the sun was hot, the sun never touched the windows. During the wintertime, when the sun was low, it was on the windows all the time and heated the house. So the windows functioned as solar collectors and allowed us to heat the house that way. And it worked beautifully. Again, as I said, we enjoyed it for 17 years.
And again, the size of this home?
About, I'm going to say around 2,000. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but it was right around 2,000 square feet. Yeah.
And what size lot?
It was a one acre lot.
Well, I won't put you on the spot, but don't keep them on hold. I'm curious just what that sold for.
You know what? What happened was that unfortunately we had to sell at the very bottom of the market. Mm-hmm. We had to sell at the bottom of the market, so it was closer to $500,000.
So okay, $500,000. You know, that's a yeah. There's a lot of production homes going up close to that range on smaller lots. Yeah. I mean, the house might be a little bit bigger, but I mean that's not completely priced out of the market. I know there's a lot of people back in 1942. I bought my first home for $32,000, and cars cost $2,000.
Well, market, it was worth quite a bit more than that. And then when the market came on down, we sold it, and I don't remember what it was, 2009 or something like that. But anyway, it was just whenever it was a little while back. But it was just, you know, it was a fun house. I really enjoyed the house.
Now, being what's the home you're living in now?
The house I'm living in now is really more of a frame construction. It's an older home built in, and it was built in this probably late 70s, early 80s, something like that.
So and, living in both of them, if you were going to start from scratch and design and build your own home, what would you do?
In the desert, I would build a thermal home very much like I had. Now, obviously, technologies have improved tremendously. You know, with the new block that's available today and whatever, you can get away with 18-inch walls. Back then, we didn't have the block available, so we had to go with the thicker walls.
Well, I've got to hold you right there, Dennis. I appreciate the call. Next hour, Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions. We got to have a strong foundation no matter what type of home.